PEER is a service organization for scientists and other professionals that work inside environmental agencies. And we've been working with federal scientists who, for the most part, were gagged during the Bush years and raising the sort of concerns that are reflected in NOAA's comments.
And NOAA posted these comments on September 21st. What did they say, and why is it just coming out now?
They submitted the comments on September 21st. We're not exactly sure where they're posted. We were provided them by an insider. The Bush administration left in January a very ambitious plan for offshore drilling up and down the Atlantic coast, much of the Pacific, the eastern Gulf of Mexico, near Florida, as well as several Arctic tracts. And the Obama administration, as represented by the Interior Department, were trying to develop their own policy on offshore drilling, and so they put the Bush plan out for comment, and they extended the comment period until late September. NOAA submitted these comments and raised a whole host of red flags concerning not only where, but how fast and in what manner drilling was going to take place.
You've said that NOAA is objecting to drilling on some of these leases. For what reason? What are some of the reasons that NOAA gives for rejecting these drilling on these areas?
For the most part, for environmental reasons, that they contain key fish resources, their wildlife migratory corridors, as well as the lack of preparation for avoiding and responding to oil spills. And so NOAA recommends, these are just comments, and NOAA is not the decision maker, recommends a series of exclusionary zones, including much of the area outside off the shore of Florida, as well as buffers around sensitive areas like marine sanctuaries, and slowing down the schedule, because this is a schedule that would, beginning in 2011 through 2015, offer all of these areas, basically all the places that haven't been leased yet would be offered for bidding by oil companies. They're suggesting that schedule be slowed down in a very big way until the oil spill issue is addressed. One of the things they point to is the effect of oil spills in the Gulf following Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and the damage that was done to the offshore platforms, some of which are still leaking.
We're speaking with Jeff Rook, Executive Director of PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. And Jeff, I'd like to ask you a little bit more then about Florida specifically, because as you know, in Florida, there's some drilling advocates and there's also people who are against drilling. What is NOAA recommending specifically for Florida? How far offshore? And what do you think might ultimately happen?
Well, for Florida, they're recommending that the Atlantic tracts not be offered at all, and that there be a significant delay on the eastern Gulf tracts that are near the Florida coast. These are only recommendations by the agency that's not the decision maker. So as with many issues, the Obama administration has yet to articulate what their overall policy is. What's significant about this is that NOAA, for the first time in the last 9 years, has been allowed to speak openly. And in raising these concerns, it gives you an idea of what the marine scientists are actually concerned about. It'll then be up to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to decide what the policy is and how that fits into the nation's overall energy policy. One of the things we had pointed out is that we don't know whether or not the precautions that NOAA is raising will drive federal policy or whether federal policy will run over them.
And finally, if people want to find out more or if they want to get involved,
they can get involved from our website, which is peer.org, and under news, they can read NOAA's comments. There's also an action center that has to do with protecting marine scientists and making sure that they can speak freely.